Thank you, Chair. If we could scroll back down to the proposal from Mexico, please. Yes, thank you. The United States could support this language in particular, and I hear the concerns about the potential confusion with regard to the term rights holders. However, here we're talking about internationally recognized, we'd prefer to delete that term, as I think Mexico did too, but human rights and fundamental freedoms. And human rights are, of course, enjoyed by human beings. And so we think that the term here is, because we're talking about rights holders in the context of human rights and fundamental freedoms, that this is a clear reference to persons, but that does broaden the protection beyond those who have already suffered an abuse or violation. And so I think we'd be open to other formulations, but for us, this is sufficiently clear. Thank you.